It cut down the trees with a force. The lights went out, and that seemed about right for the whole world to stop for Sinead. Such a catalytic act than to respect a living and furious woman.
Why? stay. Will you be my lover? Will you be my mama? I said, will you be my lover?
Of despair as we're going, 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 going down.
Bye. Music right there from one of Canada's most eclectic singer-songwriters. It is Jane Siberry. We heard her song, All the Candles in the World. That comes from Jane Siberry's album, When I Was a Boy. In the middle, children gather around when I tell you this. You know, depending on your age, if you were not a child or a teen of the 1980s, when you think back on the music of the 1980s, you think probably so much about bubblegum pop. And the song in the middle there is proof that the 1980s also bore fruit to music that was just absolute pure art. And that is true of Sinead O'Connor and her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, from 1987. We heard the song just like you said it would be, in the middle, from Sinead. Maybe you're like me. I am a huge Sinead O'Connor fan, brokenhearted with her passing. I've always been a fan that felt one of the biggest crimes about Sinead O'Connor was a woman that was completely misunderstood, a woman who was feared for the power that she had, and a woman that would know how to harness her power and use it for all the right things. Well, knowing that, Detroit's very own My Brightest Diamond released her newest album, Fight the Real Terror, an album recorded and written days after the passing of Sinead, an album completely inspired by who Sinead O'Connor is. We heard the title track and opening song, Fight the Real Terror, from My Brightest Diamond. And I've got to say, I am such a big fan of both My Brightest Diamond and Sinead O'Connor. There are moments in that particular song where I catch myself tearing up. I just find that the words are so powerful in that song. I am recording this episode of Girly So Groovy the day before the American election, an election that could finally give birth to the country's first woman president. And it's up in the air. But I just think about that line that My Brightest Diamond writes. Whose picture am I going to tear up tonight? Taking inspiration from Sinead O'Connor tearing up that picture of the Pope. And how do we continue that legacy of pure power? And then she follows that line, whose picture am I going to tear up tonight, with who's going to stand with me shoulder to shoulder to take down an untouchable power? These are lines and lyrics that will carry us forward depending what happens with the election. Just remember always about fighting against that patriarchy, just like Sinead O'Connor did, and that My Brightest Diamond continues to do. When I say that this is a show where the music speaks for itself, that is no truer than My Brightest Diamond and her new album, Fight the Real Terror. Needless to say, we'll be listening to much more from that album in future episodes of Girly So Groovy. All right, let's move in a bit of a different direction. Have you heard of the duo Kit Sebastian? I just discovered them with their recent release, their third album, New International. The British psychedelic revivalist cherry-pick sounds of rare 1960s and 70s record collections, including a multicultural, multi-genre approach and a heavy dose of Turkish psychedelic influences and 60s and 70s soundtrack influences. It makes for quirky listening in all the wonderfully weird ways that you want to. So without further ado, it is Kit Sebastian right now on Girly So Groovy.
sanki dünyamda gördüm duymazlık maskemdi haddinden fazla. Sen gelince içimde esen o fırtına.
Oh, at me, so I don't know what I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know where I'm going. Yeah, oh yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me. You really got me. You really. By your side, please don't ever let me be. I only wanna be by your side. So I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Music to make you move. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from the Los Angeles duo, The Bird and the Bee, a duo who make absolute playful indie pop. This time they are taking on Van Halen. The song is called You Really Got Me, of course, the Van Halen classic. That comes from The Bird and the Bee's full Van Halen tribute album called Interpreting the Masters Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen. They've done two tribute albums so far, one completely to Van Halen, the first one to Hall and Oates, and they do both of them in their signature playful pop type of way. Speaking of cover songs, I do want to remind you that it is November, and that means towards the end of the month, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, we will be doing our annual Under the Covers episode, a full 2 hours of nothing but cover songs. I am discovering some fabulous gems that I want to share with you in that episode. I feel like in some ways this week's episode is a mini version of it. In the first hour, we had cover songs of Joan Jett, the Ramones. Now we just had a cover song of Van Halen. If you enjoy that, know that you've got a full 2 hours episode coming in 2 or 3 weeks' time. In the middle, it is something special. Let's talk about what we heard there in the middle. It's British Indian-influenced band Corner Shop, who definitely made a name for themselves in the late 90s, early 2000s. They are teaming up with a vocalist named Bubbly Kaur. Now, Bubbly Kaur, at that point in 2011, was an unrecorded Punjabi singer. And Corner Shop came to know her and reach out to her and ask if she wanted to do vocals for the entire album. And her honey sweet vocals work so beautifully with the music that Corner Shop makes. So in many ways, it's a duet album. You can find the song Supercomputed, yes, on Corner Shop's album, Corner Shop and the 00 Groove Of. But again, Bubbly Cord does all the vocals throughout the full album. And then starting that set off, a duo that know how to do multicultural, multi-genre music is the duo Kit Sebastian. They have a new album out called New International. We heard a song, and I'm going to see if I can get this title to come wrapped out of my tongue. Ellerin Ellerimde from Kit Sebastian. Okay, I think I did it, actually. We've got lots more music to come, coming up in the next half hour, the last half hour. Music on the way from Talking Violet, as well as music from St. Vincent, Jen Grant. But coming up next here on Girly So Groovy, it is new music from Vancouver indie rock quintet Hollow Twin. Up next here on your favorite, my favorite, our favorite, Girly So Groovy.
I'll be home. I'll be home. When you're walking alone and you think of all the things you said, there were so many better things, but your mind went blank. I'll be home inside my bones. I'll be home, stay as a storm. I'll be
Music that marks a girly, so groovy radio debut right there. It is music that I'm excited to share with you. Music from Montreal alternative French pop singer-songwriter Chloe Pelgag. Her new album, Abracadabra, was released just last month. In fact, Bandcamp called it an essential release for October. And I would agree. It is an adventurous album. We heard the song De Jour et De Nuit, 2 days and two nights. Again, Chloe Pelgag, K-L-O is the first name, Pelgag, P-E-L-G-A-G, and it is available on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more yourself. In the middle, another new album I've been excited to get to for sharing here on Girly So Groovy. It is Windsor, Ontario's very own indie rock band Talking Violet. They return with a sophomore album called Everything at Once. We heard the song Coercion. And then starting that set, it is music from Vancouver alternative rock, indie rock band Hollow Twin. We featured them a few times here on the show with their new album, Dancing with Matches. This time we listened to the fantastic song Be Home. Again, Hollow Twin starting that set off. Okay, I am not going to lie. Sometimes as a music programmer, I get really into a rut, a good rut, when I happen to come across a fabulous concert. And such is the case, it's been 6 weeks since I saw St. Vincent in concert, and I'm still having all the feels from that and finding every excuse to work St. Vincent into Girly So Groovy. So this time we're going to go back to the album that actually brought me in as a St. Vincent fan. It's the fantastic 2011 album, Strange Mercy. We're going to go back and visit. Anyways, it is St. Vincent here on Girly So Groovy.
When I was young, Coach called me the Tiger. the danger. Living in fear in the ear of the tiger. Living in fear in the ear of the tiger. Italian shoes like these roots know the difference. Suitcase, a cash in the back of my stick shift. I had to be the best of the bourgeoisie. Now my kingdom for a cup of coffee. Living in fear in the year of the tiger. Living in fear in the year of the tiger. Living in fear in the year of the tiger. Living in fear in the year of the tiger.
Thank you. She was a payroll honey, wanted a blonde beehive for her wedding day. Cause you might as well try. He drove a Cadillac and a cherry red, had his hair slicked back. But there was something to be said for Judy. Give me a reason, Judy. Something to believe in. Under the disco ball, holding silver shoes from her tired feet. But she was feeling brand new. Baby waits, only 10 weeks old, and they drove all night. A new mother's gonna hold her. Judy, give me a reason. Judy, something to believe in. Judy, something to believe in. I fly, I get so high. Somebody tell me, my hero's in the sky. Something to believe in.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Music right there, straight out of Halifax. It's music from Jen Grant from her latest album, Champagne Problems. We heard the song Judy. In the middle, it is new music. Bandcamp calls Skylar Goudash's album Country in a central release, and it's for good reason. The Durham, North Carolina musician interrogates borders of all kinds, those borders between genres, of land, sea, of past and present. The album arrives on her own record label with an exciting contemporary sound, something like an atmospheric folk country hybrid with an art pop sensibility. Again, the album's Country, Skylar Goudash. We heard the song Outlaw, and then we started the set off with St. Vincent, reaching back to her 2011 album Strange Mercy. We heard Year of the Tiger. Well, friends, this 2-hour mixtape, this experiment of celebrating and amplifying voices has come to an end this week. I want to say a huge thank you for tuning in, whether it was 2 minutes, 2 hours, or 23 plus years. Girly So Groovy has been on the airwaves for over 2 decades now at CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, and now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. Perhaps you are listening right now on your favorite community or campus station. You can stay in touch with Girly So Groovy all week long. Instagram, we're at GSG Radio, or Facebook, Girly So Groovy. Or remember, you can listen anytime at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. We started the entire 2 hours off here with rock and roll fun, and that is how we're going to wrap up the entire 2 hours. Quebec City garage rock trio Cratchit released a brand new album. Feel Poupée is the name of the album. We're going to listen to PMS Nicotine. That's how we're wrapping things up, folks. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Here is Cratchit here on Girly So Groovy.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town, and on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
The Queen's University International Student Chapter of the American Chemical Society invites you to the first ever Bader Symposium on Monday, November 18th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to celebrate the 100th birthday of the late Dr. Alfred Bader. This free full-day event features speakers from chemistry and the arts, a multidisciplinary poster session, musical performance, and a plenary lecture by Dr. Daniel Bader, CEO and President of Bader Philanthropies. Spots are limited and registration is already at 60%. Check out at ACS Queens on Instagram and register today.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the spire.
Queen's University has a club called Queen Starts With Youth. We create events on campus virtually and or in person to support survivors and raise awareness about abuse and intergenerational trauma. By creating awareness on child abuse, it sets the boundaries of what is acceptable in society in the treatment of these victims and further how to treat your own children. This platform at Queen's University is crucial for victims of abuse to establish that everyone has the right to live in a safe and healthy environment. This club offers resources and support for victims on campus. Follow our Instagram, StartsWYouthQueens, for more information and to get updated on upcoming events and workshops. In addition, if you need guidance or support, email us at startswithyouth@clubs.queens.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.